Hey, this is Expose the Podcast. Thanks for downloading and listening to today's conversation. And thank you for supporting our mission to bringing awareness to domestic abuse. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, please subscribe and share. And we are so looking forward to the journey ahead. Scrolling.
I'm scrolling.
We gotta put our phones down. Okay. What's up, guys? I'm Natalie Hayden.
And I'm Laverne Badger.
And we are
Expose the Podcast. Boom.
That's how she feels.
That was just random. Ain't that random?
That's all
random.
Yeah. Today's topic is
random rants.
How y'all doing today?
I'm good.
So where'd you just come from, ma'am?
Girl, Houston. So Houston disappointed me in the weather. I was so excited about the weather in Houston. And clearly I brought Wisconsin to Houston.
Yep.
Because it was cold. And it still wasn't as cold as home. But I really was like, oh, I'm enjoying this little heat, throwing some flip-flops. And I wore sandals on Friday, but Saturday was like,
no go.
Wear the boots. I had to go buy a sweater. That's how unprepared I was. But my goddaughter is having a baby. She had her baby shower over the weekend. And my friend Diana, our girls grew up together, and so she's having her first baby. I'm so proud of her.
Shout out to her
girls are great. Shout out to Lanisha Patterson. But all our girls are great. She has four daughters, and I love them to death. Our kids grew up together, but Nisha is on her way to getting her PhD as a research scientist.
Oh, wow.
Talk about black greatness. Black greatness. And she is at the tender age. I think she's 31.
So young. 31? And so brilliant.
Yeah, so she's been in school all her life. And just been doing some amazing stuff. Stayed to the path. And now she's ready to have her family, and I'm so proud of her. So that's where I was. What'd you do?
Oh, I definitely wasn't calling you. I knew
that. I know. So here's the thing. I'm like, Natalie ain't called me today, but I ain't called her either.
She ain't called me neither.
And when I thought about it, I said, well, yeah, I'm really tired. I'll call her tomorrow.
Well, what that supposed to mean? Do I tire you out? Is what? Right. So we got some.
No, I was tired, and I felt like, oh, we gonna talk, and it's gonna be catch up, but just catching up, and because that was pretty much two whole days, right?
Yep.
Friday, all of Saturday.
You weren't traveling by yourself. You was with your daughter, and I value family time.
Yeah.
You was spending time with you. You sent me pictures. I barely responded to her picture.
I know. I'm like, she like, she didn't. You see my fool? You see this selfie we took?
My heart was so, I was like, ooh, they eating good too.
My
heart is glad when people are eating, but I love to give people their space, their time away. And I was just so happy that you got on that plane and you guys went and spent some time together. So yeah.
I had a good time with my daughter. I think that was the highlight of, I don't think I've ever traveled with just one individual child.
Mm-hmm.
So this was... Because
she got eight. You and Richard got...
Combined is eight, yes.
They four got a whole Brady Bunch.
It's four biological. So I have never flown with just one child. And so technically we still didn't fly together because the whole, she ended up at a whole different airport in Texas. She booked the wrong girl. It was a hot mess, but we spent, it was a lot of driving and we talked at, lunch and just, I mean, it was a good time. It was,
my heart
I'm
is
like,
so glad.
Oh, she a whole woman now. Mm-hmm. Cause you talk about stuff like, you want to hear, but you don't want to hear.
But you do want to hear.
But you do want to hear. That it was kind of that. And then just seeing all the girls together and how they all are adulting and how their kids have grown up and are growing up. And so, but the food was amazing. Like turkey, shout out to Turkey Leg Hut in Houston.
How is it?
Oh my God. So I've been there twice. So me and Richard went last year, and Richard don't eat meat. So his minimum of what he tried, I think he had some greens, mm-hmm. and I think they still slathered that in some ham hock or something.
It belongs, but we don't see it, right, we okay.
Right.
Vegetarian.
Right, yeah, right. So I think I just had some macaroni and cheese, and it was a small bowl. It was a bowl or something that I had, and it was okay. I mean, it was memorable, but it wasn't okay. But this time my experience was different. We had like a stuffed turkey leg. So mine was a turkey, smoked turkey leg.
What's this
Alfredo
called again?
And so it was smoked turkey leg, dirty rice.
Turkey leg hut.
Thank yes. you. It was so smoked turkey leg with dirty rice with shrimp, and the Alfredo sauce had mushrooms, onions, and spinach.
I'm sorry.
I've heard about the place, and I've seen people waiting in the 90 degree weather in the sun, wrapped around the block. And did you have to wait?
Both times that wasn't my experience. So even when I went with Richard, we didn't really have that much of a wait. And then when we went, me and my daughter went on Friday. It was Friday afternoon. It was like 12:30, and I think we had just beat the lunch rush.
Ooh, this menu look good, y'all.
She always. I'm telling you,
I'm a food porn person. Man. I swear for God. And if Laverne bring up anything, I'm pulling up the menu because I just want to see what the ingredients. Ooh.
Girl, so it was. So we didn't have to. I think we probably waited 10, 15 minutes, and we were sitting down while we were waiting.
Do they have this anywhere else?
Nah, girl.
We gotta go to Texas just for this.
Just for that, it's worth it. And so then it was, and then right after it seemed like we sat down, then you could see how the line started to form. So I think they open at 10 o'clock, I believe. And so I think if you get there around open time, you might be okay. But as the day gets started, it's a wrap. But they do have a reservation option. Now, the reservation option, you have to confirm that you are willing to pay. You have to send in a $100 payment first. For your reservation. And at first I was like, why would you do that? But if people make a reservation and don't show up, they get to keep that $100. So you know, if as a business, if people making reservations change their mind, you just lost. There was a table that somebody could have been sitting at or whatever. And so I'm like, when I did that, I was like, we're not finna spend $100 in here. We just gonna go take our chance, right? Well, two meals and two drinks. Like, I think we was at about $83.
And that was a tip.
But
$100.
Right. But right, with the tip, it was like $83, $86 or something like that. It was less than $90. But so that's two people. So you easily could have been at that $100. But the food was so good, and we didn't eat it. It was a massive amount of food. But let me tell you how I went to Target and bought a container.
She brought her stuff
to
home
put
with her.
The leftovers in, so I can bring that shit home. And when I tell you, when I got home on Sunday, it was on and cracking. It tastes just as good as it did from when they put it on my plate the first time. And just shout out to them. Whoever is, God has blessed them hands and ancestors in the
they
back.
They look black on here.
Oh, yeah. They're black and they kind of in the hood.
Yeah,
I remember
course.
Hearing a story from the waitress where they trying to, there's some houses, some nicer houses, I don't know how, if they just popped up or if they had been there, but the neighbors had started complaining about the smoke, that they were tired of the smoke smell and the barbecue smell and was trying to shut it down, making it a nuisance. I heard all bunch of celebrities and stuff had stood up and rallied to keep them there. How you going to try to put somebody...
Exposed Podcast going to follow Turkey Hood on Instagram.
Yes, we will. It, and so I was like, good for them. Good for them. But the service is good. I didn't have a problem, but it is definitely an experience. I shout out to them. The drink put me on my ass. I was
you a lightweight anyhow. Y'all don't know Vern. She can't have a mimosa at brunch.
Right. We got in the car. First of all, we have you know how I hate to walk, right? So I parked too far away. You know how you park and I'm like, okay, ain't gonna be no closer spots. I'm looking at the street and I'm like, ain't no parking here. So we parked about two blocks away. Then as we're walking, they done expanded from the last time I was there. They got a whole parking lot across the street. So now I'm mad because I done walked two blocks and I could have just parked across the street. But either way, it was just like, we walk in and then I'm like, oh, I feel the drink. I feel it. I start sweating. I'm like, okay, but now I gotta drive, you know? But I'm like, I'm gonna be good. I'm good. And so I was good. I kind of took a chance, but I ain't taking a chance. Like, if I feel like if I really wasn't good, we was just gonna have to pull over an Uber or something, because Latisse had the same drink. Clearly, she was okay. She's a bigger drinker than I am. Her mother is, but...
Lightweight.
You find out something new or whatever, but it was what did we have? It was a frozen margarita. I forgot what flavor, but it was so good. That was really a good experience.
I've been to Houston a million times, never been there.
You have to go. You have to go.
Well, based off of the expression that Natalie's having on the website, I really have to.
You have to take the time.
I will tell you this. There's going to come a point within, and it may happen this year, where I just want to fly places and just eat and come
and
back.
And come on back home.
Yeah. Yep. And that may be one of those places where, hey, we just stopping in for dinner or lunch and dinner. And then we might,
right.
You know, because, yeah. But do all of that and just, you know, but that sound, their menu look good, y'all.
Man, they got my life together. T's had macaroni and cheese with what's that fish? Crawfish and shrimp.
Yeah, it's like lobster mac and cheese, but crawfish. Mm-hmm. I can see a seafood mac and cheese.
Yeah, that mac and cheese was good too. Yeah, so.
Well.
That's me. Clearly, I need that fundraiser fitness that we got going on coming up. So if y'all haven't got your tickets for our fundraiser fitness.
Yes.
Fitness hip-hop fundraiser.
You're a Segway queen. That was slick.
Hey!
February 19th. Yes. Yes, February 19th. Fit for a cause, guys. Like, if you have not checked it out, go over to our website. We are making updates to our website. So you'll see things like just be revised and fresher and cleaner and have a nice, but by our 5-year anniversary, which is coming up this year, lots of great things happening. We turned 5. Expose the Podcast Foundation turned 5 this year in July 14th at the Gauge. We will be setting it off.
Black tie.
Yes, black.
Get it
black.
Together. Oh, no more macaroni and cheese.
That's a lie. In moderation. Yeah. That's a lie.
I really am saying it because it really is a lie. But if somebody makes some good macaroni and cheese, it's going to get eaten.
Yeah.
We got a cruise in between there. Jesus, help me.
Yep.
Help me.
Yep. Just do what you can.
We got Natalie turns 40. this year, y'all.
Yeah, I do turn 40 this year.
Y'all want her Cash App? What's the Cash App, girl?
I don't have Cash App, remember?
Oh, Apple Pay. She accept Apple Pay.
Send it to Laverne.
Birthday love. The Cash App on behalf of Natalie Hayden's turning 40.
Yeah.
Laverne Badger's the Cash App. I will make sure she gets it.
Yes.
But it is amazing to be able to hit that milestone, right?
So yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I'll tell you this. Every year I pray and ask God, like, give me more wisdom. I just want to make smarter decisions. And I think, like, with that, like, I feel like I've become a little bit more wiser in some of my decisions. I'm a work in progress, like all of us, but I try to not be so hard on myself. And then just think about, like, 40 years, like, wow. I mean, it is a long time, but it's not a long time. It is a long time, you know. But I don't know. I've accomplished a lot, and there's still more things that I want to accomplish. I just thought to myself, like, this is something that I think I want to do, and it's something that hasn't been on my radar. But it speaks to, like, us as human beings, like, dormant, untapped potential,
right,
that's inside of you. And sometimes it's not until you turn 50, it's not until you turn 40,
right,
where that comes out and it's ready to be expressed, right?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is exposed, and you know,
you gotta go through some stuff, right? You ain't live long enough,
right? Oh my God, that definitely is a sign of getting older, is because they always say wisdom comes with age, and you know, you learn certain lessons, and then eye-opening epiphanies start happening, and turning 50 last year in April, it happened before that, but I started looking at, like, they weren't taking as long for me for the epiphanies to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's like,
right.
Oh, that's why that happened. That's why we do that. That's why I need to tell them not to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just seemed like it happens quicker. Like, you get it quicker. It don't take that bump on the head multiple times, like when you're in your 20s, you know, as teenagers.
Hopefully. And then guess what?
But there's some old fools out there.
Some of us, you know, like, we might be going around the same mountain at 40. And that's just, like,
sometimes
facts.
It takes people.
It takes some people a lifetime. And then some people that, believe it or not, they don't get it at all.
Right.
They leave the earth.
So that's a good prayer to say, God, give me wisdom, right?
Yeah, because I ask for it every year. Like, I don't want nothing else. Like, the money, the things, the this,
yeah,
the
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do. We want the money.
Well, we want
the things.
But we want
but
wisdom.
But what we really value
is the wisdom to make sure that the money can come and stay.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
yep,
you know, like, without wisdom, the money can come and it'll go, you know.
Even Tabitha said that. Tabitha Brown said that she made, there was a period where she made a lot of money and spent it. And didn't do right by it. She wasn't ready. She always says that God gave it to her, but she wasn't ready.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I think I've had some time to really sit on the couch and be like, well, instead of praying and wondering, like, why I don't have it, there's a reason why, and I don't necessarily need to know why, but, you know, higher beings, God, that's who I talk to, he knows, and I trust him, and everything tends to work out how they need to. So I'm just totally, listen, it ain't about me.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, me just showing up and being a better version of myself. And I feel like I'm doing that every day.
Yes.
And yeah.
So
great, we're
gonna celebrate in Denver for the 40th.
Yeah,
and
we are.
We're looking forward to that. All the shenanigans of the six women. It's six or seven of us. Six. The shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm like, I'm trying to find us a restaurant, but I want it to be a restaurant with CBD infused.
I will not partake, but the food, I
hear they're
the
a great experience.
Good, yeah.
Yes. And so just to have a different experience around food, and then embracing the liberty and freedom of coexisting food and
Earth. I'm looking forward to it being interesting. Like learning more. Like if you ever been to, there is a black owned dispensary, a female. Because when Richard and I went on a couples retreat in Denver some years ago, we went to that dispensary. Mm-hmm. But it was good because it was really educational. It wasn't just necessarily just saying, come in here.
And get high.
Right, and get high.
Yeah.
There's this experience that you have of what certain thing, what items do what, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I think I'm excited about, because even if it's about bringing anxiety down or, you know, some pressure or just relaxing you, mm-hmm. and I'm here for that. But my experience with an edible will not be repeated on this show. However, I think I'm done.
Laverne is good. She's like, listen, I'm not trying to go to see the Lord. No,
not that way. Not that way.
Oh man, but yes, that is hilarious.
I will be the designated whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but it was a good time. I don't regret anything, you know.
There's no regrets. It wasn't like
I was truly in danger trying to die.
She was.
I don't take them kind of chances. But and none of us take those kind of chances with anything. This is all really and fun, and making sure that whatever we do as adults, it's legal in Colorado, mm-hmm. and that we are definitely making sure that we monitor what we're doing and always staying safe and stuff. So,
yeah. So, speaking of growing. Yeah, I'm glad you showed that, because speaking of growing, and I don't know how you do it, but you gotta turn it other way. So yep, that way. So you know, guys, for those of you who have not heard, we are doing a soft launch of our Thriver brand, because a Thriver is who Laverne and I identify with, someone that is grown and that continues to grow through the adversities of abuse and trauma. So we are excited to be adding some of these things to our website. We'll be wearing them February 19th.
You'll
at the
see
Fifth
us
Ward
out
Club.
In the community with Thriver gear on.
Yeah, and then I went and got a little crazy and got a tattoo.
Yes.
So Laverne,
let me say, you want to say? Last week she said it, but I was trying to be politically correct, and I pulled down the girl's shirt in the back.
You
right.
can see it. And I'll let you see it. You can.
And I'm like, so if y'all on YouTube, you got to go to YouTube to see how I'm pulling down Natalie's shirt.
Yeah, or you lift it up. Lift from.
Oh, we gonna lift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we lifting,
no,
y'all.
Actually, you can pull it down. Yep, that's fine. Do you see it?
Yes. It's beautiful, y'all. It really is. It's elegant. It's a beautiful script.
You like the script?
I do like the script.
Yeah.
And, but she has Thriver on there, and that's just really how we live in these days, and mm-hmm. we want other people to feel the Thriver and embrace the Thriver in them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We're taking control over that word, because it represents us.
Yeah, and so many other people, too, that have overcome. Mm-hmm. And so when I think of Thriver, I think of, like, Laverne in every sense. Like, her book is named Overcoming the Darkness, mm-hmm. and just like how she navigates life in the business world with her family and relationships. And then, you know, here it is, we have this whole new baby, this seed that we're like growing out of the ground,
right.
you know, and just being super honest and transparent, like what works, what doesn't work, and how we will continue to like develop and grow even from each other. So yeah, I'm just really excited about this journey. I'm excited about being black.
I'm
love
black
us.
February is coming up.
Yes, yes, know? Yes.
And we might be rocking some new something, some Thrivers, some orange and green.
Tommy,
and
you
black
in?
And
you game, Tommy? You gonna wear some Thriver gear?
I'm in.
You
I'm
in?
I'm in. Yeah.
I'm gonna bring you some Thriver gear. So somebody ask you, first of all, Tommy looked it up for us last week, to the official definition, because I never looked up the definition. I just knew what I felt like we were, right?
And, yeah.
And thriver, the official word definition, one word definition is growth. And Tommy looked that up, and I'm like, that's what it is.
And that's what we mean by that. We've grown past the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, the shit.
The shit. The fertilizer.
The fertilizer.
And
now I'm blooming and blossoming and spreading seeds.
Yes.
Into bloom more. Yes. You know, all of that. Yeah.
So we looking forward to that. So it's just a new phase, another level. And when we get men rocking our stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
We really thrive. And then we really thrive. The men to rock with us.
I say it's growth, son.
Hey!
That's right. That is what's up. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. But what else? The community has been a little shaky these last few weeks. A couple people passing away, car accidents, hit and run, and I try not to ingest all of that, but you know you can't get around it.
Right.
But we just got to continue to stay prayed up for our communities and hope for better. But it'd be feeling really grim, you know.
But guess what? It brings us to our point, one brick at a time.
Yes. Explain to the folks.
One brick at a time. So we talked about it on a previous episode at the start of the year. But like living that out is really where it's at for me. One brick at a time is just like the movement to just not think about everything that's all happening, but the very thing that's present in front of you. So to be fully present in where you are and to embrace that is my one brick at a time. And so
she talked how you came to that based on Will Smith.
Yeah. So I was watching on Apple TV with Oprah Winfrey. She had Will Smith on to talk about his book, and she said it was one of her best, I guess, memoirs that she's ever read. And that's big coming
right,
from.
Right. She's read a lot.
She's
of stuff.
Read a lot. She's had a lot of people on, but you know, Will Smith shared a brief story in his book about the concept that changed his whole trajectory on his outlook of life when he was working with his dad, very young kid, and dad had a business owner, and I guess a wall was blown out or something, and they had to lay and rebuild this wall, and Will Smith and his younger brother, very young, were looking at the wall like, how are we going to do this? And the dad said, take this one brick, son, and lay it perfectly and focus on that one brick. Lay that one brick at a time and don't look at the wall. And before you knew it, after being concise, being focused, being intentional, being consistent, creating habits, that's where that came from.
Can you imagine a kid, even an adult, looking at, okay, y'all go build this wall. So every spare moment you got, my daddy, it feels like abuse because my dad is saying, y'all gonna build this wall.
Yeah.
And you're doing it and all you can see is
The hole. Yeah.
You can't see how the bricks that you're laying is eventually going to close this.
So let's bring it home for people. Like, the whole for us is eradicating and lessening violence in the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Domestic abuse awareness, prevention, and education. That's our one brick at a time. If you want to think about like what your contribution is, that is your one brick at a time. And in all of us collectively laying that one brick, we will eradicate all of these things that are happening,
right,
which is the huge hole in the wall. So I give.
So Natalie brought us a brick. She bought me a brick.
She got a real brick.
She bought a brick over to the house.
Yeah.
And it's still sitting in my living room because I thought, oh, I'm gonna pretty it up, and I'm like, for real, why are you gonna pretty it up? But no, I'm gonna buy a marker, and I really want to just write words on there,
yeah,
that are going to remind me that this brick represents one brick at a time. You know, yep. Because even in your personal life, in our business, in our work life, is that we're always trying to look at the bigger picture.
You're multitasking. You're juggling too many things, and you're giving a very small percentage to everything, and nothing gets 100%.
Yes.
And that's what the dad was saying. Give that 100%
to that one brick.
And if I can say, no, I'm not going to respond to 50, 11 emails at once, but I'm just going to focus on one, that's what I need to do so I can give it my all. And we as a society have become very
multitaskers,
and that's actually not a good thing.
I feel like I'm not doing enough if I got a moment, you know what I'm saying?
How crazy
is that? Like oh my god, I feel like I've been sitting here too long. I can't I don't think I've ever taken a week's vacation straight. That was 5 days of the work day.
And not did nothing else.
That wasn't necessarily just like an extension of a weekend. To be a, you know, to say, okay, I went somewhere. But when people say, I'm taking the 5 days and do nothing at home.
Yep.
Lord have mercy. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. And I have yet to do that.
That's coming, and y'all, down the line, because she gonna get there. Watch.
Right. But I don't know. Are we really built that way? Like, are we those people who are built? We could still be relaxing without the level of work that we would do if we weren't on vacation, right? There's always some email we're going to check. We may not respond,
right?
But there's always going to be some email that we're going to check, something, you know, check in that we'll do, or something that we're like, oh, I didn't get a chance to do that. It's going to take me 5 minutes to do. I feel like it's always going to be a little bit of that.
It is.
Versus completely shutting off. But you know,
that's intentional. You know, because there's people out there that have made it in their ideas around success, and they find ways to get off the grid. And I think it starts.
But you have to replace it with something. No, maybe? Something healthy, meaning like a yoga class.
Yeah, you can do
empty space.
So
with
self-care, you know, I think just not having an agenda for some people is enough to just say, well, you know, I don't have an agenda. I don't have to look at a calendar, a phone. I don't have to follow a group meeting of anything. I don't have to check emails and things like that. I can just do whatever I want and not have a set schedule. And it really does start very small.
Right.
It's baby steps. And if a person is not used to that type of lifestyle and they're always used to being on, that's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
But you got to start. You got to start somewhere. You got to start having those moments where you're not on anybody's schedule. You're on your own schedule.
Yeah. That work hard, play hard is a real thing, you know? And, but we're working through it. So based on what we have coming up this year, which we talked about, the fitness.
Yep, fitness for a cause.
That's a whole hot hood ghetto loving shenanigans that y'all do not want to miss. And then we got the 5 year. And so I'm excited about that. And then let's not forget, you know, down, it seems like it's far away, October.
But it's coming.
It comes quick. That year comes around.
Our third annual Let Her Live walk run.
Yep.
And it's going to be the first Sunday this year of October, which will be fairly warm, you know, like Indian summer.
So we're trying not to be in conflict with
the Sister Strut. Yeah, we want to be able to attend that.
We want to go to the Sister Strut. We want to support that cause and then come and have them come over and support
us
because you know, we don't want to be in conflict. You know, it just works out that they're both in October. You know, the awarenesses are in October. But I don't want, we had so many people who love and support us and wanted to come. But, you know, there's that passion with family and that the cancer, the commitment that means something to them as well as ending DV and bringing awareness to that. And so we're like, we don't want people to have to choose. Both causes are great. So let's we go show out for them and show up for them on mm-hmm. Saturday, and then everybody kind of come over and show up for us on Sunday.
And we will probably have some of the same vendors. I'm not going to say any in case I forget, but all of them were amazing. All of them are amazing, but I'm so excited about this year. We just have a lot of great things going on, and we have our heads down. We are working. We're still, you know, in the schools. There's a lot of transitioning happening everywhere, but one brick at a time.
Yeah, girl, let's talk about, as we end this, the next cup in February.
Ooh.
We got relationship goals.
I'm sorry. Over it. Relationship goals.
Relationship goals. is relationships and relationship goals. So we're going to be talking teen dating relationships. That's one segment. That's for the babies. Mm-hmm. And then we going to do a second.
Grown and sexy, y'all. Just kidding.
But that one's going to be live. That'll be our first live. Our third hand, Mr. Tommy. Will be facilitating that with us and making sure we go live and seamlessly, and so that we can have a very interactive conversation.
So much pressure
on relationships.
And listen, and relationships is pressure,
right?
Okay,
right. Sure is.
This relationship is pressure, right?
So y'all don't want to miss this. You know, most of the we'll have a couple people in here with us, but the majority of the folks that we're going to invite and talk to live will be out there with you chiming mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about that, because we're going to talk from anything from sex in a relationship after abuse. What does dating look like right now through a pandemic? Is it as relationships when you get to a particular age?
Yep.
The foods. A young fool can still be an old fool.
Yep. It's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Blending families.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to extend into a series, but...
Because people can go on forever about relationships. And then also, too, you know, I was talking to my sister friends. You know, we talk all the time. And one sister friend was just simply talking about how she went on a date and she had to totally dismantle this Disney menu for what she think a relationship with the opposite sex should look like. And I was like, get into that.
Okay, I'm confused. What happened now? A Disney
meaning like this fairy tale.
Oh, get me straight, because I'm like
Disney. Was... So this fairy tale idea of what we think tall, dark, handsome, sexy, this gotta make six figures. This, and she was like, we have to do away with that. We have to really change and also relearn and unlearn. You know, that type of.
Because
standards and expectations.
Now, does that epiphany come, you know, the Derek Jacksons of the world?
Oh, where is he?
I don't know, somewhere. But the Derek Jacksons of the world are saying, like, how, well, not Derek Jackson, but that other guy who says, like, our options get less based on the older we get. So there's more baggage that comes with
there
us.
There may be some truth
so
to that.
So you might be able to have a 20, huh?
Kevin Samuel.
So thank you, third hand.
Hey, Kevin Samuel, if you ever want to come on and explain yourself, I mean.
We're here for it. Some of it I agree with them, and some of it is just straight up some bullshit. But the... But being able to say in your 20s, if you have no kids, you know, you got a little, you know, some education under you, you might be able to have a 20-point list. But then as you start, you're a divorcee, you got a couple kids, you know, although you and your career good, you know, you're
making
money.
Change careers, all
types
of stuff.
Do your stock of what you you require, I shouldn't say stock, but what you require, that changes. So now what was important to you and you had that 20 list is now maybe 10 mm-hmm. because you got older and you just ain't for the shits. And
you real quick, you're direct.
You know exactly what you want.
Yeah, you're not going to waste no time here now.
Ain't nobody in the 40s. I ain't looking for nobody with potential.
No.
I'm going to need you, your potential to have.
To be there, to have arrived, present and alive, yielded. You know
potential
what that means?
Is just, I don't know. Potential
it's not in the ground, which is full of shit.
Right. Potential just feels like an excuse to not have your shit together right now. You know what I'm saying? I think you can get away with that in your 20s, maybe a little bit in your 30s.
And that puts pressure on
40s
us.
40s and 50s ain't no potential. I'm going to need you to have some concrete shit, and then this other side gig can be potential. But I'm going to need you to
so
be
he can't be 40 and just start a DJ and one of the teach roller skates.
Baby, look how she trying to get you out there. Because you in your 40s. And doing his little side DJ thing. However, that 9-to-5 state job is
keeping that.
It's still we ain't playing them games. Mm-hmm. And so, but yes, I'm just joking. But yes, Richard is one of them. But if something were to happen to us and he go and date out there and you met a woman and said, I'm a DJ, I just started, Negro, if you don't go.
How old are you?
40 plus.
No.
What Gabrielle Union say on that movie? If I see another 40-year-old rapper wannabe rapper with a jersey on, I'ma scream.
I mean, they got these dreams, and I mean, I'm not trying to kill it. I just don't want to entertain it.
There you go.
You know, so
excuse me. There are some very lucrative DJ jobs out there.
I agree.
Just wanted to make
they
sure
don't
y'all
usually
know
start though in your 40s, though, right?
Depends.
I don't know.
No, that would be
no.
He said,
I don't know.
But
do you know of any? You know, personal.
There are DJs out here making millions of dollars, you know. And I joke with Richard because it was just something I had never heard him say he wanted to do.
She mad. I'm like, Laverne, he can have secret dreams.
I know. I'm just like, you know, but when you're young and you go off to the military, start paying for kids and you know, you start raising a family and stuff, you know, dream deferred.
Yeah.
You know, but I could see Richard always felt like his passion was politics. But I do think he would have had a good place in radio.
He loved music.
He absolutely loves music.
There was a young man who actually rented some DJ equipment from his place. And the guy said it was his son. He bought him some DJ equipment. He didn't rent it. I was renting. He bought his son some DJ equipment. At the end of the year, he had calculated he made $40,000 a year just from DJing weekends.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a cousin that does that. He does holidays, weekends.
How old are they?
I don't think it matters the age. It just matters the taste of music that you can play. Like it opens up your range.
And consistency, right?
You gotta be consistent. You gotta have gigs.
And if it's not interfering with, like he said, it's on the weekend. It's something.
Oh, he ain't gonna do that because he golf.
Right, yeah. It ain't never gonna be that. He ain't never gonna be that committed when you taking away his golf weekends. That is never my fear, but being able to, I didn't understand it, and so that's kind of the relationship situation because I'm married, you know, talking relationship, you know, I still have to. I didn't necessarily support it. I didn't say you can't do this, you know. Cause he ain't gonna listen, but you know, he was buying stuff and he was, and then I started to see that he was really interested in it. It was a pastime for him, just kind of like how I do with cricket, you know, my cricket mm-hmm. stuff and making shirts. It's no different from that. And I had to get to that. But my mm-hmm. initial gut reaction was when I came home and all this, these boxes and shit was in the living room and I'm like, what is this? And then I'm looking at a bill, you know, for $300-$400, like We what now? I didn't know what was going on, but
relationships, y'all.
But relationships, I had to get to a point of trying to understand it. And now he just enjoys doing it. He does a couple gigs here and there, and he puts together music. But I think it's more just for him, the love of the music, a way for him to enjoy the music, right?
And yeah.
And so I fell in love with him when he was downstairs doing the what is that?
Oh, with the kids, with the grandbabies. Oh, that's was so doing sweet.
The shark, what is that?
Baby shark.
Baby shark down there. It was a whole baby shark.
Y'all, he had lights and everything.
Day party. Day party going
get,
on.
He
in
get
the
grandpa
basement.
Points and, mm-hmm. and nanny points for that.
Yeah, he definitely. And I was like, oh, that's my baby.
The sweet part of the relationship.
The sweet part,
you saw
yes.
that, the ebb and flows, uh-huh, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we got coming
up in
February.
We got coming
up in February,
yeah.
Yes.
So, I think we just had some rants we want to come on in here. And
we hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah.
Take some time for yourself.
And your
family. Love yourself and your family.
Yeah.
And just breathe and know that all things work together. They really do.
Yep.
All
2022
things.
Is your year.
That's what T.D. Jake said.
It's your year, Tommy.
Hey, I'll take it.
2022
is
my
year.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll take it.
2022 is your year out there in exposed land. Make it the best.
Yep. Well, right. I'm Natalie Hayden.
And I'm Laverne Badger.
And we are signing off, guys. Take care.
All right. Love you.
Bye.